You're about to hear Sidney Hills, who has a blue plaque for him at his former residence located at 45 High Street, talk about memories of Epping from the 1890s onwards.
One thing I do remember, in the year 1905, when King Edward VII came to Epping, he came to a shooting party at Bishop's Hall near Abridge. It's a mansion there. And Epping's MP, Colonel Lockwood, was very friendly with Edward VII, and he invited him there, and we school children were all told about it, and we bought flags, and we all lined up in the High Street. I've got a picture of it, all lined up in the High Street, hundreds and hundreds of us, from Coopersdale and Badingon and Epping, and when the King came through, we all waved our flags, and we thought he was going to stop, but he didn't stop. So we were all disappointed. He went right through. He stopped at Loudon, I think. But it didn't stop here. And another memory I've got, during the South African War, when the town of Mafeking was relieved, I was a little boy and I lived in St. John's Road and I was in bed at the time, and somebody threw a handful of gravel up at the window to wake my father up, who was a town band player. He had to go and play in the town band and celebrate the relief of Mafeking in the South African War. That's what they did in those days, you see. There is one memory, which I'm sure you'd like to hear about. That was in the year 1910. They found out that there was another Epping in Australia, somewhere near Sydney, about 14 miles from Sydney. And we boys and girls from the school, we sent letters to these boys and girls, and they sent letters back to us. And they were all published in the Empire Day edition of the Epping Gazette, which was all in colour, in 1910. Because we used to keep Empire Day, May the 25th, with songs and patriotic songs and all kind of things then. Well, anyway, they decided they'd send us a flag, a big flag. And so eventually this big flag arrived at the school, and they decided to, some gentleman gave a flagstaff, a tall flagstaff, and they erected the flagstaff in the playground here with a flag on it, and we all stood round and sang patriotic songs and cheered and all the rest of it. That's what we used to do in those days. Well, that was the Australian, we call them our Australian cousins. And one song, children, which we all sang, was called "It Is Only a Small Bit of Bunting, It Is Only an Old Coloured Rag, But Freedom Has Made It Majestic, And Time Has Ennobled the Flag." That was the song we sang about the flag. But where the flag is now, I don't know.
Please press the button again when you are ready to go on to the next recording.